From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hello and good afternoon. Peter McIntyre with you once again, sharing with you the Word of God. We'll be turning in a few minutes to the book of Romans chapter 3. First, could you please listen to the choir of the BCFC Christian Academy from Kenya singing the Shepherd's Hymn. Turning to the book of Romans, chapter 3, our reading will commence from the verse 10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore by the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. May the Lord bless the reading of His Word to our hearts. Last time I began a set of sermons upon steps that lead us to God from Paul's epistle to the church at Rome. The first step is one of education, where I looked at Romans 6 and 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. In becoming Christians, it is vital that we understand the truths of the gospel. And what is at stake if we neglect these truths? All men and women will receive the wages for their sin, which is hell, unless they accept the gift of God, which is eternal life, through the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. Receiving education concerning these matters is of much more value than all the degrees and qualifications which this world can offer. Having then been taught the importance of the gospel message, what do you then need to do in order that you might be saved? The next step, which I shall talk to you about today, is one of contrition. To exercise contrition is to display sorrow and humility of soul. God requires of us that we come to Him with what the psalmist David called a broken and a contrite heart. This contrition is advocated in the 23rd verse of Romans chapter 3, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." I wish to share with you this afternoon two reasons from this text why it is so necessary that we come to God with this attitude of contrition. Firstly, we must approach God with contrition because of a universal disease which affects us all. The Apostle teaches us, all have sinned. Each and every one of us are sinners. There is not one person who is without sin. Wherever you are today, in a car, a lorry, by a kitchen sink, in the office, or at the shop, if you do not hear anything else from this program, please hear this. We are all sinners. In the Bible, we are taught that sin is something that has afflicted us from the moment we were conceived in our mother's womb. Psalm 51 verse 5 says, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." This teaches us something important. Sin is not what we do. Sin is what we are. Sin is the nature of the man, as opposed to being the activities of the man. A newly conceived baby in the womb cannot do anything, but yet that little human life is a sinner because of the nature he or she has inherited. Many people feel that they are not sinners because their lives are respectable, upright, law-abiding, moral, and even religious. The good life you may live, dear listener, which I commend you for, will never rid you of the sin disease. If you saw a man attempting to paint an old ruined house, you would say to yourself, what a fool. That house does not require decoration, it requires renovation. You may cover the cracks, but the cracks will remain just the same. You may create a pretty ruin, but it will remain a ruin. Many people attempt to decorate their lives and cover their sinful hearts with good works and clean living, but the cracks of sin still remain. Such is this sinful nature with which we were born, that everything we do, even if it seems to be good before men, it is characterized by sin. Sin is something we cannot escape from and we cannot avoid it. Sin is the single dominating characteristic of the human life. We commit sin every moment of every day. It is impossible for us to be good people, no matter how hard we try. This is clearly taught by Paul in verses 10 and 11 of Romans chapter 3, where he said, "There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God." Mark his emphasis upon the word none. Nobody can possibly seek after God or do good because we are all unrighteous. None of us are right. Therefore, it is necessary for you to come to God, acknowledging and confessing this plague of sin, because what we need is the mercy of this God, and without God's mercy we are lost due to the sinfulness of our natures. Secondly, it is needful that we approach God with contrition because of the person we offend. Now we come to explain exactly what sin is. Our text simply states, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Sin, therefore, is a coming short of the glory of God. The glory of God is His law. The law of God, or the Ten Commandments, which we call them, is a summary of what God requires of us. Therefore, sin is a breaking of the law of God. God demands that we keep and maintain His law, but we fall short every time. We need to understand that we are creatures created by God. We are not evolved beings who make our codes and manufacture our ethics. We are created beings with obligations to the one who is our creator. This duty is summarized in the Ten Commandments. The Lord Jesus made it clear that keeping the law was not merely a physical performance, but it was a mental attitude. Therefore, the person who desires sin without actually committing the deed has fallen short. For example, our Lord taught that a man who cultivates immoral desires for a woman has committed adultery in his heart and has broken the commandments. Also, the individual who is angry against another has broken the law because he has killed that person in his heart, even though no physical harm has been caused. If you look at Matthew 5, verses 21 to 28, you'll discover this teaching to be true. Therefore, each one of us are lawbreakers in every conceivable way. As those who have failed to meet our obligation to the law, we have offended God. Each one of us stands before the bar of God's justice condemned because of this sinful nature which offends the Almighty. When you wrong somebody, the wise approach is to go and see that individual, to offer apologies and put the wrong to right. There are so many who never apologize because they never see their own faults. The reason for such a stubborn attitude is a proud heart. Sadly, this attitude is replicated in the spiritual realm by many who will not accept their sin and who therefore will not confess their sin to God. The true reason for this attitude is the pride of the human heart. Man in his pride will not accept that he has responsibilities to God. Man in his pride considers himself to be really quite a good person. Man in his pride thinks that God is quite pleased with his life. I would plead with you today, if you have never acknowledged your sin to God, to waken up to the fact that you have offended the Lord by the sinful nature with which you were born. Better to swallow this bitter pill now than meet your Creator in the judgment day, only to discover that you spent a lifetime in self-delusion, and when the judgment day comes, you will know that you were a sinner then. But there will be no way by which you will be able to rectify the situation. No amount of confession will save you in that day. You will discover that your life has been wasted because you refused to accept the truth of God's word, that you had sinned and come short of the glory of God. God in his grace has given us a true portrait of ourselves in the Bible, a portrait which ought to compel us to run to him for his grace. Make full use of the teachings of the Bible today. Come to God, confessing your sin. And if you do this, God will not fail to make you his child. Will you not come? Accept the truth of what we've been telling you from the Scriptures. Because the Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I'd like to thank you very much for listening this afternoon.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Welland Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Welland Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.